sound leak. You are listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, baby. Oh. Yes, you yes, 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 I'm having a buffer overflow. Hacker Voice Radio does it to me every time.
Hello, welcome to another drunk episode of Hacker Voice Radio. Listen to us on the 1st of December 2005. You're joined here in the radio show by Sapphire, Bilal, and Ionix, and Planet Liv. Yes, that was a that was a beautiful introduction by Ionix.
Oh, I can't take all the credit. There was that computer chick did most of it.
I want to play this again. I'm sorry, I'm going to play again.
I play it again, it's awesome.
Use sound leak. You are listening to Hacker Voice Radio. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, baby. Oh. Yes, you yes, 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 yes. I'm having a buffer overflow. Hacker Voice Radio does it to me every time.
Sounds about as enthusiastic as the last woman I went out with.
You really hurt me, baby. You really hurt me, baby. With your buffer overflow.
And how easy it is to code VXML so that it syncs with music.
About as easy as cooking chicken.
Yes. I guess.
I don't know. I'm drunk then.
Are you? Well, shit. I gotta catch up then.
Yeah. Well, we've been drinking for the past 2 hours. I took Sapphire out to a nice meal, which was comprised of two large glasses of wine, Grand Chandelier Blanc, if I said that right. And now we're drinking Red Squares.
Yeah. Oh, and we had some sushi.
Oh, wow. You're going all out. You know what I did today?
What's that?
I worked my ass off.
So did I.
One of the guys got fired at work today, so I ended up having to do like three times as much as I needed to.
Yeah, that's...
I got to break down a truck, which involves moving thousands of pounds of meat from one place to another.
Yeah.
We sold over 1,000 pounds of like ground beef today. And guess who got to grind it all?
You.
Yes!
With your bare teeth.
Although it did give me a chance to catch up on some of those bodies I wanted to dispose of.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm going to cancel my ticket, and Planet's not even going to buy his the way you keep going.
Oh, come on now. Just bring any bodies you want disposed of.
True. Let's give this company a call.
Let's
this is
it.
A company that's been pissing people off, basically. What they're doing is...
Wait.
What?
If we're going to do this, we got to do it the right way.
How's the right way?
The right way is to spoof our caller ID.
Okay. Well, it wouldn't... It's going through Skype, so they wouldn't be able to trace it back.
No. Not about... We want them to trace it back. We just don't want them to trace it back to us.
Okay.
See, because they're going to call us back.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that they call somebody very unpleasant.
All right.
So... Since we can do this through, we can do this through Skype, correct?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and in the IRC, I'm going to give you a pound the PIN number.
Okay.
To use.
Okay.
Do you understand how this whole thing works?
We did it before, didn't we?
We did it wrong.
Oh.
I'll walk you through it. The PIN number is posted to you, and I'll walk you through the whole thing. This will also be a tutorial on how to use greatcalling.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I should also... Wow, that vodka's strong. I should look up a good number. What are we thinking? Let me go... I've got a little phone book that I've been working on. It's the Ionix Uberleet. Don't you wish I had these phone numbers? All right. Do we want them to call back an airplane?
I wonder if they notice if we had sex on... Oh, shit.
Yeah,
the last time, no.
Oh, I forgot the microphone was on, sorry.
Dope. Better Business Bureau, FBI.
What was that organization that got Al Capone? The CACRHC, something MP, not MPAA, the CIAA or something like that.
The IRC? Or not
IRC, the IRS. He got owned, bitch.
The IRS?
By peer.
The IRS is a tax service.
The IRS, yeah.
I think we could do better than that. How about the Better Business Bureau?
Okay. Well, can I just give a basic example of what this company is doing?
Sure, go ahead. Go into that. I'll find us another.
Okay, basically what they're doing is they're selling low-cut-price cameras. So what happens is, like any online store, you go and click on the thing, you go and purchase it, you're like, hey, shit, I'm getting a really good deal on this camera. So what they do is they give you a call, which is very unusual for online companies because they usually do not call you back. They give you a call and say, hey, we've noticed that you're trying to buy this. How about buying some, some accessories, maybe a lens, maybe some batteries. No, I don't want to buy any because, like, you know, they're really expensive. Maybe some warranty. How about some warranty? You'd like some warranty, wouldn't you? Sorry, I'm not interested. I just want the camera because it's a really good deal. Like, okay, sir, you know, it's all in stock and it'll ship to you tomorrow. Oh, excellent. Thank you very much. So tomorrow comes, the camera never comes. They don't send you the tracking number and you call them back. I'm sorry, sir, but your camera has not shipped. It's out of stock. But yesterday you just told me that the camera was in stock. No, sir, the camera is out of stock. It won't ship. I'd like to cancel my order. That'll be a $100 fine for cancelling your order. What the fuck do you mean cancelling my order will be 100 fines, seeing as the camera was not originally in stock? Well, the camera, when you booked it, was in stock, but then we sold out before you registered your order. That's bullshit. Well, sir, if you'd like to sign this form, making sure that you do not post any negative feedback, and if you do, there will be a £255. Fuck you! No, sir, we're going to call the police on you. We're going to fucking rape you. What the fuck? And that's basically how the conversation goes.
You have been drinking.
I know.
Salute.
Sounds like me.
Yeah, it sounds like me last night.
The strangest thing is,
when I was going off on my political rant.
The strangest thing is, I was talking to myself from that entire thing, and it felt so natural.
You're like, you want to take this outside, buddy? Yeah, I want to take this outside. I will kiss my ass.
Sorry, I just beat the shit out of myself there.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
All right, well, I found our contact.
Wait, I've broken the mic. Oh, fuck. Ah, there we go.
All right. The contact or caller ID we're going to spoof
is
to a lady called Debbie Maester.
Uh-huh.
Now, Debbie Maester is, let's see, she is a contact for immediate press release for the Better Business Bureau. Internet security threats that will affect U.S. consumers' holiday shopping.
Cool.
And so we are basically going to have them call the tip line on themselves.
Yeah.
Aren't we just nasty?
Yes.
Just bad. We're like superheroes, except drunken superheroes with telephones.
Right, you're fucking... Ooh!
All right, you know what else we need?
What?
A credit card number.
Okay, let me just pull my one out now.
No, not yours.
Wait, it's
3726.
4987. Oh, shit.
Somebody with a Windows box, just download Credit Wizard.
How about I just
generate a calling card and we'll just invent a.
Yeah.
We'll just invent a frickin' expiration date. They'll validate it immediately, realize it's not a credit card later, and call us back to harass us, except they're not going to be harassing us, they're going to be harassing the Better Business Bureau. Come on, this is genius.
Okay.
I don't have a Windows box in front of me. Somebody do this.
Wait, 1 second. Does anyone want to talk about the news or anything if they have any news? Wait, was that credit card wizard, did you say?
I believe it's credit card wizard. I can do a quick Google search for it.
Wizard. Credit card wizard. Wizard.com. Cards fast. Credit card wizard.
Just put in CC generator.
I've got credit card wizard, credit cards, clear, advantage, MasterCard, introducing the wizard, blah, blah, blah. I know this is, they're trying to sell me credit cards.
Yep.
What did you say?
Here we go. Let me just...
What did you say, CT wizard? Or CT generator?
I just say, yeah, CT generator should give you links to, Oh, wait, here, never mind. Here. We'll just, we'll use one of these numbers. Alright. Let's use a 16-digit Visa. I'm going to post the credit card number to the same place I posted the PIN number. And we're going to say that the expiration date for this is... Seventh month would make it July of 08. That should be reasonable enough. And actually, you know, if they start bitching about us for trying to use a fake credit card, then we could just start bitching at them for being a fake company.
Yeah. I was trying to play the angle of, like, you know, I booked this order and it hasn't come through yet, and they're like, what's your order number, blah, 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 just give them a fake one. Like, your order doesn't come up on the system. I'm like, what the fuck do you mean it doesn't come up on the system? And go, how many fucking negative reviews have you had on it, blah, 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 I don't know.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think that we should try and... Let's go to the site.
So he's gonna...
Let's find something expensive.
Completely ignore me throughout the show, because I'm drunk. Sorry.
We'll do.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go to the site. We'll call them up. We'll order something expensive.
Yeah.
We'll decline all of the options that they want to give us.
Yeah.
We'll give them the fake credit card number. Now, if they spot it as a fake and start bitching at us, we'll start talking about how they're a fake company.
Okay.
And if they don't place our damn order, we're going to give them tons of negative feedback.
All right, well, okay. I've got...
If they start getting really bad, we'll hang up on them, and they'll try and call us back.
Yeah.
But we're going to be spoofing our number to the best, it's better business.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, give the number as well, because they might not have caller ID or something. I don't know how they work. But
it's an 800 number. Yeah, they have... Yeah.
I really want to buy the...
Oh,
Canon
okay, yeah,
GL...
I'll put the number down, too.
All right, I really want to buy the Canon GL2-3 CCD Mini DV camcorder, because I actually want to buy one of those.
The GL?
Yeah.
I like the Panasonic AGDVX better.
Well, I wonder if they've got that in stock.
Ooh, that would, yeah. It's a nice camera, I know a lot about it.
Oh, the AGDVX 100B.
They have the B out?
They've got it, man. They've got it in stock for...
Holy crap, I've never even seen the B. I was talking about the A.
No, they've got it for £3,000. Should we go and order that?
Yeah, we should order that.
Yeah, definitely.
We should definitely order
and
that.
And we can do all our filming with the shit.
Yeah, we're never going to get this.
Oh, it's not for real.
It's not for real. This is for play.
Oh, okay.
You're having trouble distinguishing fantasy from reality, my friend.
Yes, after a bottle of fucking vodka.
All right, well, I got one in front of me, so when I'm there, I'll let you know, and then we can just... Woohoo!
Cool.
All right. So, we're going to set the trap.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that 202 number that I posted there, that's in Washington, D.C. That is the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
It's a tip line.
Right.
For online fraud.
Okay, so...
Now...
We give them that number. What's the...
Huh?
What's the one with the pound sign at the end?
That is the PIN number
right,
that okay. I want you to use
cool.
with Drake calling.
Okay.
Oh, wait, that's wrong. It's off by a digit.
Okay.
Okay. That's what it actually is.
Cool.
So don't actually give that out.
Okay.
Because that's kind of a unique gray calling PIN number.
Right.
And that almost all of them are 12 digits.
Okay, how are we going to do this without giving away the number? I'll just have to mute the sound to my iRiver.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Which will be fine.
So what's the number for calling?
Oh.
It's not all fours now.
It's 1-866-681-3947.
Okay, do you want to say that again?
Actually, let me double check that because that was from memory. Okay. And sometimes my memory is a little flawed, so don't tell anyone.
Okay.
No, no, 3947, that was absolutely correct.
Okay, say that again.
It's, there.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is 1-866-681-3947 for all of your U.S. national calling needs. Now let me walk you through this.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is how you spoof a caller ID.
Welcome to greatcalling.com. Please enter your PIN number followed by the pound sign.
Okay, enter the PIN number.
Okay, 1 second.
Make sure to mute.
The PIN you entered is incorrect.
Ah.
Do it again.
Please enter the telephone number you wish to call.
Hit 0 pound again.
Followed by the pound sign.
She's not talking.
Please enter the telephone number you wish to call, followed
by the
pound sign.
Keep doing it until it passes the DTMF.
Please enter the telephone number you wish to call, followed by the pound sign.
What you have here is Skype's not passing DTMF.
Yeah.
1 moment, please.
Oh, there we go.
I'm sorry, but an error has occurred while processing your request.
Bugger. Should we try again?
Please enter the telephone number you wish to call, followed by the pound sign.
Keep doing the 0 pound.
Please enter the telephone number you wish to call, followed
by
the
pound sign. You know what codec Skype uses?
I have no idea.
Oh, what's that proprietary shit?
Should we just... Oh, no, we can't, can we? Because we won't spoof it.
1 moment, please.
No.
I'm sorry, but an error has occurred while processing your request.
Yeah, of course there was.
Please
give me a second. I got another way to do this.
You wish to call, followed by the pound sign.
Oops.
Please enter the telephone number you wish to call, followed by the pound sign.
Go ahead and hang up on this.
Please enter the telephone number you wish to call, followed by the pound sign.
Followed by the pound sign. See, ladies and gentlemen, this is one reason why voice over IP, and in particular Skype, will never be a replacement for a good old landline telephone.
That's correct.
Fortunately enough, I have a few different things that I keep as backups to be able to do this. Now, once we have our asterisk up and running, we should be able to use a provider that will allow us to do this anyhow.
So what's the news on asterisk, by the way?
You know, I didn't contact Strom yesterday because I don't have all the information I think he needs together. I have the Vonage information. I have to figure out, again, which pre-world dial-up account we're using.
Right.
I want to do a little research if he can tie it into Skype.
Okay.
And I'm tempted to throw a couple of my own voice over IP providers into the mix.
Cool.
Just for our personal use.
So
I want to figure out the topography of what we actually want the system to look like.
Okay.
So that I don't have to keep pestering him. But, yeah, he's offered to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He just, he told me to contact him on Wednesday. I didn't, so, you know, I'll hit him up with an email and ask him when's the next, you know, best time.
Cool, okay. Should we give this company a call anyway?
I still want to do the CID spoofing.
Yeah, but they just get a reserved number, and we can just give them that number to call back on, to call us back on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sounds good to me.
All right, let's see if they'll pick up. Maybe they're out of business.
Yeah, right.
What's the time down there?
Down where?
They're outside New York, so roughly the same time as you then.
Oh, yeah, it's like 4:30.
Okay, cool. See if this baby will call.
You don't happen to have an address?
Yes, I do.
Excellent.
Do you want the address?
You can hit me up with like an email or on IRC with it.
It's on
I'm
their
website. Of having some.
It's on their website.
People pass to them. Oh, okay. I'll check it out then.
Skype's not really liking this number. Oh, we're trying again. Ooh, look at that camera. I don't know, I don't think it likes it. Fuck it. Anyway, they're not Firefox compliant.
Hold on for one moment.
Hold
Hit
on.
Me up with the that phone number in the little window I gave you.
All right.
I'm gonna flip over to one of my other lines and see if I can't get this done.
Okay. There you go. Let's see if we can talk about some news. Planet, do you have any general news that we want to talk about, and maybe about tomorrow and stuff like that?
Tomorrow is Friday.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
And another news over to Goliath. So I think the only news I've seen today, obviously I missed last night's episode, so you may have already reported this, but the beta of Skype 2.0 is out. In which they've added video.
Yeah, I saw that today, actually.
So, this is something that a third-party firm already did ages ago. Well, not that long ago. I'd say about 6 months ago. And that apparently worked really, really well, and it worked with many different calls. So you could do some really good video conferencing of many people, allegedly. All I saw of that was screenshots. You know, having experienced the problems we've had with Skype and doing the basic calls from here to you and from you to Scotland and New York, you know, we've had major problems with Skype as a provider for that. So video conferencing, sound great.
Yeah.
I want to believe, as Fox Mulder says, but time will tell.
Yeah.
So apparently it's out there, the beta of Skype 2.0. If you're feeling kinky, check it out.
I will do indeed. Hacker Voice News. We now have the ability to sell you items. So if you check out the Hacker Voice Radio forum, you'll be able to purchase yourself a copy of the Season 1 DVD via the merchant eBay. And, I'm pretty impressed with that. So now we can sell anything to you that you wish to buy, such as customized clothing and all that kind of stuff. I don't know how you feel about that, I'm an expert. I think for this time we could actually use eBay as a transaction merchant and sell the goods through that. Tomorrow, I don't know if you're turning up, Planet, but we will be selling the Hacker Voice Season 1 radio DVD full of 50 hours and 41 episodes at a limited price of £15 per DVD. And, you know, it's a bargain price, you know. You can't really buy a DVD with that kind of quality in the shops with that amount of price. Well, actually, you can't buy anything like that in the shops anyway.
Yeah, because it's crap. Oh, damn it, my microphone's on.
Yeah, that's going to sell us a lot.
Oh, shit. Tomorrow we'll also be getting drunk in the pub. So come along for that.
Definitely.
It's basically the mid-month 2600 meeting, which is, I assume you know if you're listening to this show, a bit of a get-together of like-minded geeks. Get together, have a few pints, talk about anything, basically. Like-minded people, very good people. If you've never been, don't be afraid. Come in and just talk to people, say, where are the weird hackers? And they'll point you to the corner where, well, just look for the laptops, basically. Exactly. And everyone's really cool. And yeah, check it out.
Yeah, look for the people that aren't talking verbally, but they are on IC, even though they're next to each other. That's basically how to define us.
Sitting there typing LOL to each other, feet away.
Yeah.
So yeah, I should be down for that, unless any poo collides with a fan, work-wise.
Okay. In Microsoft news, Microsoft launches an antivirus public beta. Registrar's reporting that Microsoft has released a free beta version of upcoming antivirus application. According to Microsoft, the new antivirus application is known as Microsoft OneCare Live. It is taking your PC into a tune-up and service station. Microsoft announced in May that it would be releasing an antivirus application based on software developed by GCAD, a Romanian antivirus company that Microsoft purchased several years ago. Now, one flaw in the software is that it is not compatible with any other antivirus software that you may have on your machine. So let's say you had Norton, McAfee, or whatever they call it, you have to uninstall that to install this. First of all, I see this as a big kind of antitrust. Second of all, I see this, would you trust Microsoft to protect you against viruses, seeing as the market was flooded by antivirus software because of Microsoft's flaws? I somehow don't see that as really a play for me.
I'm not really much of a Microsoft conspiracist myself, and I think they do good things, I have to say, I wouldn't really trust them as my antivirus provider.
No.
I will be sticking with a specialised firm who earn their entire money through finding viruses, killing viruses, and getting those updates out the door before you even turn up at work and before this shit hits your servers.
Yeah, precisely.
How often do Microsoft patch their operating system?
Well,
when there can be asked.
Every Tuesday now.
When somebody makes a big fuss about it. Is it every Tuesday now?
Yeah, it's the...
Have they started doing it regularly?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. It's the cycle. They call it like Patch Tuesday or something like that. Special Tuesday, I don't know. By the way, are you still there, Ionix? I guess he's not.
I think he's in deep meditation.
Never mind. Tomorrow should be good. I'll be enjoying myself. Don't know how much gear I'm going to bring down. But
you're not dealing gear again, are you?
No.
Oh, you mean technology, laptop.
Yeah,
gadgets.
Exactly. I'm definitely going to be bringing down a DVD, so if you want to pick one up, do pick one up there. And then... that's about it.
You know, I hear they're really good. I think I might buy one.
Yeah, why the hell not?
Trying to get into the whole sales thing.
Yeah.
That's great. If £15 too much, come and have a word with me and I'll swap you one for a pint.
Yeah.
Just don't tell Belial.
No. I mean, you know, we're not trying to make a quick buck out of this. We're trying to, you know, keep this thing going because we've got quite a lot of projects going and it means... money and we want to expand and all this stuff, and you know, it'll be nice to have some sort of, at least just to be able to break even so that it's not hurting, you know, the bank account.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't think we ever really discussed this actually on one of the shows, or if it was, it was one that I missed. The whole point of the DVDs being up for sale is since we started doing the radio show, we've had a lot of support from some very, very cool people.
Yeah.
And they've all come forth and said, look, if you need any help financially or information-wise or technology-wise or anything like that, just let me know.
Yeah,
and
precisely.
I love this project and I think you're doing good stuff. And we said, wow, thank you. Mm. But we don't want to take money because we're English, you know, and it just seems like, you know, it's a bit wrong from the way we were brought up, and, you know, it seems like begging, and we can't do that. God damn it. You know, we're British. So the reason we've put the DVD out there is if anyone does want to support it, grab a copy.
Exactly.
Now, the money that you pay for the DVD isn't going straight into our back pocket for beer and hookers and drugs and fast cars.
Not as much as you like that too.
No, that was my whole idea, and it should. But unfortunately, I was outvoted.
Yeah.
Apparently, and this is a democracy or something. So the whole plan is any money that we do raise from the season one DVDs gets put into a collective bank account that we're going to use to try and finance more advertising for Hacker Voice Radio and really get it out there through more cool kind of merchandise, and such as good t-shirts, hoodies, and the things that Belial has been financing off his own back.
Yeah.
Now, what he did with the first run of just a few t-shirts and hoodies and stuff like that, he just got a small amount, and because economies of scale, if I can pretend I went to business school, if you get a very small amount of a product, it's very, very expensive. But if you get 1,000 or 10,000 or something stupid like that, it's very, very cheap. So you can manufacture a lot, and then there's a lot of people going around talking about Hacker Voice Radio, and people are very proud of their t-shirts, because we actually ran out, didn't we, on
precisely so. I mean, my intention with that first run of t-shirts and hoodies was just as a thank you to all the contributors of Hacker Voice Radio, namely you, Scoby, Ionix, me. Seeing as people wanted them so much, I nearly got mugged off one. then that's where we were like, okay, well, maybe people want this stuff. So we'll be definitely, you know, producing more. And the first aim was, it was very expensive, but I wanted it to be good quality. You know, it was coming out of my own pocket, but I didn't really mind because I felt strongly about the cause, and I still do. And, you know, to this day, we've, like, you know, how many episodes now? I don't even know.
70-something.
Yeah, good 72.
I need to finish off that thing that I said I was going to do with the sort out of the FTP. So, my fault.
Precisely. And we are nearly drawing close to season two. It's just incredible. We've got about maybe 10 episodes, maybe 9 episodes left of season two right now, and it's going to be pretty cool.
If you thought season two was good,
season
three is going to rock your socks.
And, you know, we're now affiliated with Hacker Media. We're now affiliated with Infonomicon, which is amazing. We're seeing a lot of people interested in the website. The whole community is growing. It's such an exciting time for us at this moment in time. I'm just waiting for the time when it kind of just basically flies like a bird, and the project is out of my hands, if you see what I mean.
Wait till I start in with the corporate endorsement.
Yeah. Tempax, sponsored by Hacker Voice Radio.
No, but I thought if you're doing swag for men, why can't you do swag for women, like thongs and stuff?
Well, we definitely are.
Yeah. Appeal to the female hacker.
Well, this is the thing you don't know about, is that there's a little special present for you for Christmas.
Oh, really?
I think.
Oh, yes, yeah, I'm sweet buying talker. You a lovely gift.
Yeah, a lovely little gift for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, I am. The Christmas is a giving time, and I am always in the giving spirit.
That just sounds perverted.
It is perverted. The gift is terrible.
Then I salute you.
All right, so long and short of it, I placed the call, I spoofed the caller ID, I left a message because they weren't in the office on their answering machine asking them to call me back. I told them to call back the same number that I spoofed to, and unfortunately, I've got this little new piece of technology that I haven't quite figured out how to use appropriately yet, and it didn't record the sound file the way I wanted it
to. Oh, damn.
However, the thing that I got is actually pretty cool. It's called the Apetek DV4500.
Oh, cool.
And basically what it is it's a 4-megapixel digital camera. It's, let's see, the sensor resolution on it is 1600 by 1200 pixels in video. And it's 2 megapixels for video, 4 megapixels for stills. It has an internal 16 megabyte flash memory, which 14 megabytes of it are for storage. It accepts SD MMC cards up to 512 megabits, has a 4x digital zoom, an LCD display, a TV out that supports the NTSC TV system. Sorry, you Euros. It's got a USB 1 interface, built-in microphone speaker headphone jack, is an MP3 player, is a digital voice recorder. And I think that's about all it does. The only thing I can't do with it is use it as an external hard drive.
Oh, so how much did that cost you, virtually?
That cost me $69.99 for the unit.
Nice. Cool.
And an additional $20 for 128 megabyte flash card for it.
Cool.
So under $100.
So, but you weren't able to record the conversation.
I can. I understand how to. I just didn't push the right button all the way.
Okay.
Oh dear.
Yeah. Well. That'll do it.
I can call him back and leave him another message and record it.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
No, but that call has been placed.
Yeah.
And they're going to be contacting the Better Business Bureau, Internet Fraud Division, the tip line, and asking them if they still wanted to buy that. So hopefully that should raise some red flags.
Hopefully.
I suggest that we fuck with them on future episodes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think
and continue
we should
to fuck with them.
Mm.
I want to fuck with them so bad that they start fucking with all their customers that ever called them, thinking they're us.
Yeah, because they fuck with everybody else, so why can't we fuck with them?
Yeah, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Now, there were a few things I was going to talk about, which I've completely forgotten. Do you have any more alcohol in that bottle?
No, my alcohol is gone.
Oh, fuck. We've run out of alcohol, guys. I think
good
I might.
God, no.
I'm going to have to.
I've got a full bottle.
I'm going to have to start drinking.
I'll post it to an FTP.
Going to have to start drinking some.
No, don't
shaving.
Drink the aftershave. Don't drink the aftershave.
But it tastes so minty.
No.
Welcome to Bum Voice Radio. Where we'll drink anything. Hell, for a 40 of old E, we'll fight each other.
If you buy our DVD,
we'll fight.
Yeah, we're going to fight each other when we get to.
No. You just gave me a terribly good idea.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Bugger.
Oh, no.
We're all going to die.
Geekbites.com.
What should say. Season 2 DVD special features, quite like Hacker Voice Radio Deathmatch.
Yeah. Go on, give me more information.
Here. I have one pair of boxing gloves. I used to box on some amateur circuits. I can get another pair.
I've got some if you want to borrow them.
Okay.
There we go. Just bring the boxing gloves over, and we can have ourselves, like, some Hacker Voice Radio boxing match.
Yeah. Well, between us three.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Or.
Well, if that's going to get us money.
We can just strap on gloves, run into the ghetto of Albany, and just randomly punch people.
And run.
Although, we're going to need those flak jackets.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we start doing that.
See, I told you it's a good idea to buy a flak jacket.
Yeah. If you're going to run into a ghetto place where a lot of crack dealers are, and punch them in the face, then yes.
With boxing gloves.
Oh, you know what I should do? I came up with something at work today, and it was through some bantering and joking with a coworker of mine, where we were joking around that we don't actually need the money, we're just sort of volunteering our time and services.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you know, I was just bored, I needed to make some friends, so I figured I'd get covered in blood and, you know, whatever. And she starts cracking up, I'm like, you know what? I looked down at my meat jacket because I'd been grinding, you know, when you grind meat, you get kind of bloody. You know, you're taking big chunks of meat and throwing them into a grinder and everything gets spat through and then you gotta throw them in twice more to make sure that they're real nice and ground up. And you just get, you get bloody. You get meat on you, you get blood on you. And I was looking down and my jacket was covered with blood. I was like, you know what? If I could take this thing home, I could walk in the worst neighborhoods on the face of the earth and people would just run from me. People, like, try and mug me, then, like, take a good look at me and just be like, my good God, you're covered in blood and guts. Be like, give me your money. Oh, my God.
Give me yours.
I'll cut you, but, oh, my God, what did you kill today?
And just look at them in a weird kind of seductive way. As if you love their insides more than what they look like on the outside.
Yeah. I know exactly what you look like.
Yeah, but I just go, oh, I bet you're really gooey inside. I'd love to run my fingers through your chest inside.
I got a thing called my crazy look.
Yeah.
It's where my head cocks kind of sideways, one of my eyebrows goes up, and then only one of my eyeballs starts twitching. And I generally, like, grit my teeth and, like, give, like, a growl smile. I mean, generally, that alone will scare most people off. If I'm in a jacket that's been covered with blood and guts,
I think that's got to be on the fucking one of the episodes that we do, is you walking around fucking Albany, Troy, New York, giving away your docs there.
Yeah, covered in New York represent.
Yeah, covering
I'll grind your ass.
I think we should do that and secretly film it and just you, like, walking like a zombie down the road.
No, you know what we should do?
All right.
Come to work with me. Just one day to film, like, just me grinding shit.
Yeah.
And, like, the blood and, like, everything.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I'll take that jacket home with me that night. And we'll make sure it's like a Friday night or something.
Yeah.
The University of New York at Albany is right across the river from me. So we'll go, like, to the downtown, like, hip, happening nightclub spot.
Yeah, and try and get into a nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And film me looking, like, all freaking meat hanging off
of
me. And, like,
would your boss mind if we all got really, really bloody?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
You can't actually grind anything.
No, I mean, I don't care if you just, like, spill, like, a bucket of blood over me.
Oh,
I'd be quite happy.
The thing. I have these big tubs full of meat that I throw into the grinder.
Yeah.
And when I'm done, there's a bunch of blood at the bottom.
Cool.
If you guys just want to stand there and be splattered.
Yeah,
with it,
yeah, definitely.
I mean, the rest of the guys in the meat room would have fun splattering you with
blood.
Oh,
yeah,
I mean,
that would be fucking awesome, man.
You know, the company might care, but I can make sure people are doing it on their, like, 15-minute breaks or
something.
Yeah. But yeah, you want to get covered in blood, I got you hooked up.
I think we should do a whole kind of, theoretically, this is how you would dispose of a body kind of episode.
You know, it's funny you should mention that, because I was chatting on the BinRev IRC channel last night, and I was mentioning, you know, the map that you sent me.
Yeah.
And some of the places in there. And they're like, LOL, you know, terrorists are learning from you. And I was like, well.
To what? To caller ID spoof and shit.
Well, I was like, it might have had something to do with that 3-part episode on improvised explosives.
Yeah.
And, like, so many people were like, oh, that'd be a great episode. Like, and then somebody else was like, many arrests would follow.
Yeah, well, listen to that episode.
Yeah, there's a 3-part episode. It started on 11/11, And the next two episodes after that, we went into detail about improvised explosives and how to kill American troops.
Yeah.
Well, not actually, but pretty close.
Theoretically.
In theory.
In theory.
A theory that can be easily disproved, but theory nonetheless.
Yes.
Oh, good God. All right. It's time to call another fun phone number.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm in need of some alcohol.
Same thing.
Well, come on over. I got a full bottle of vodka.
Okay, well, wait till the 7th of January and I will be. You know, the coolest thing about that is that Friday is a 2600 meeting. So I'm going to get... Have you ever seen the film Fear and Loathing
in Las Vegas?
Oh, man, that's going to be it, man. That's what I'm going to be like, man.
I've got something, a little bit of knowledge to share with you. Not only have I seen the movie.
Yeah.
I've read the book.
Yeah.
Not only have I read the book.
I've lived the
tale. But I shook Hunter S. Thompson's hand.
Yeah. Wow. That's so cool, man. I mean,
seriously,
I love
14.
That film so much.
Hunter S. Thompson actually ran for sheriff of Aspen, Colorado on the grounds that all the cops should be on LSD.
Oh, man.
Seriously, I'm planning a Fear and Loathing of Troy, New York, man. It's going to be massive. I'm going to get so fucked on that plane journey. I'm planning to get really drunk, really stoned, take some hallucinogenic drugs, get on the plane, and the next thing I'll know, I'm in middle of nowhere in New York going, okay, I need to find Grand Central Station, and, like, it's just going to be insane, man. I'm going to be like...
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, you. You drunk, stoned, and hallucinating are going to speak about as good English as any average New York cabbie.
Yeah.
So you should have no trouble.
Okay.
No troubles at all. I'm actually going to break down. I when you come up here, I'm going to get us a couple doobers.
Okay.
I will do it.
Cool.
I haven't smoked in quite a while, but yeah. I think that would be an occasion.
Definitely.
Worthwhile. But only if Planet will partake.
Drugs?
Oh, and by the way, Planet, if you are coming, I'm going to need to know your name.
Yeah.
You don't have to give it out now.
Jones.
But I'm not
Smith
going to introduce
third?
You to people as Planet.
You can if I'm stoned.
I
introduce me as Moonbeam.
Yeah, his name's Planet. Yeah, his parents were here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's not going to fly in some of the gun clubs that we're going to go to.
His name is Razorface.
I should call myself Quentin.
I'm
British.
Sorry,
hello. How do you
just
do?
Just a personal policy of mine. If people are going to stay at, like, my apartment and such, I need to actually know their name.
Damn
it.
I don't mean to impose upon you.
Yeah, you're going to have to drop your dots.
Well, at
Does
least
that mean you're not willing to go to JFK and hold up a big sign that says Planet Leave?
Oh, no. I'll do that. But, like, you're probably at some point going to meet my family, like my sister, maybe my parents.
So,
I'm not going to introduce you as Planet Leave.
So here's Belial and Planet. Yeah, they're my good friends. Well, what are their real names? I don't know.
No idea.
So basically, they're staying with you for 2 weeks, and you don't know what they're called. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Well, the only reason they know what I'm
they could be terrorists.
Is because I dropped it. My little brother dropped it.
Yeah.
And
your voicemail dropped it.
My voicemail dropped it. Oh, God, I've got a horrible story about that. Okay. This isn't exactly doc droppage, but it is kind of embarrassing. Belial knows about this. Somebody did a bit of a prank call on me a little while ago, claiming to be an FBI agent who does exist.
is a part of their cyber crime division and listed a perfectly good phone number. Well, I happened to call this gentleman back. Left him a voicemail wondering what he wanted from me. Funny thing is, he called me back. You know what my voicemail said? All you hackers, get off my lawn!
All you damn hackers, get off my lawn! I know, because I called you a few nights ago and it was still there.
Now, I've dropped that service. They shouldn't be saying that anymore, but... Jesus. Yeah, way to fuck me over. Yeah, I need to get less gullible.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell that's going to happen, but... You know, the odd thing is I'm like... I'm a sharp cynic, you know? I'm very cynical. And if people can pull things on me like that easy, well, then the average American is fucked.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I'm a little bit gullible, and... I take my own self-security much like the lemur does. But I'm still, like, so much more cautious than the average American. It's amazing that, like, credit card and, you know, just basic fraud hasn't just overrun our entire nation.
Oh, it has.
And see, that's the thing. I argue that it has.
Yeah.
But the way that we've got it set up is that the person doesn't incur any of the risk or problem. If something fraudulent goes on, then the credit card company automatically assumes that. You know? So the person who fucked them still gets their money. They don't have to pay any of their money. And the credit card companies, for having a service that is blatantly contrary to the interests of anyone, they take a slight loss against their extreme profit.
Well, that company that was selling those cameras and stuff were like, well, we're going to call the FBI on you, we're going to have your whole family... Bloody hell. Whole family.
Ow, my brain.
Whole family arrested and shit.
Why do you even have that thing?
Yeah, it just burst my eardrums.
So I know when...
Yeah, for real. Like, after the first time it happened, like, the freaking first... No, the second episode of Packer Voice Radio, where that went off. Why would you still have your computer make that ungodly sound?
So I know when it's 10 o'clock to close the show.
Look at the clock.
Okay.
But I get
but
carried
why
away.
Why wouldn't you have it say, like, a quote from the show? Or a quote from The Simpsons?
I don't know.
Or a quote from Star Trek? Or a quote from Star Wars?
It's just, I really want to piss you off, that's why.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay, the hour's up. Good God. Why
is
this got to be... I mean, fuck! Dude!
I want this exact reaction
okay,
from you every
okay,
time.
Okay, wait. Control panel. Sound. Block. And it should be under your hourly reminder tab. I mean, you obviously set it up to do that. Set it up to do something other than... For Christ's fucking sake. I'm sorry. This is the last time. I'm fucking tired of it. Change it. Be more clever. Change it daily. Make it the quote of the day. It's been an hour. Stephen Hawking says... black holes only exist because we cannot quantify the quantum dynamics of gravitational fields that defy the dimensions that we can define. I mean, for Christ's sake, man.
Uh, Sorry, what did you
say? No, really. What the fuck is that?
Can you stop doing that?
I'll stop doing it when you fucking change it.
I've got in-ear headphones, and my ears are very delicate. Could you stop?
Oh, you guys are on headphones. Wait,
what did you say? What did you say? I completely missed that. I had my headphones turned off. I know you were ranting on about something. I just heard you going, did it!
Stop it!
Fuck you and your little dog too.
Okay then. We can film that if you want.
It's done.
You touch my dog. No, you kick my dog.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of dog you got?
A very weird crossbreed between it's like an alley dog, let's say.
It's a bikey dog.
But surely you must have some idea of like what went into it.
It
can't just be like a blob.
She's like half Jack Russell, half half fox.
No. It's a cross between a bulldog and a shih tzu, so it's bullshit.
I've heard about bullshit dogs. In my time, my first dog, I was very spoiled. I had a German Shepherd Coyote mix. Now, she was very friendly and very loving to people. She was very territorial amongst other dogs. She almost killed a Great Dane once, actually, because it tried to attack me. She also was one of the only dogs that I knew that could distinguish fetching due to a shade of gray. Like, I could tell her, fetch my red sweater. And dogs don't see in color. She could find the red sweater that I wanted and bring it to me due to shade. She also understood about 500 different, you know, words. Yeah. And it's a shame, but now she's dead.
Oh. Sounds like a pretty elite dog.
Yeah.
No, that was the elitist dog.
Could she also code shell code?
No, not exactly. But one of the things I did when I was a teenager is I transferred all of the commands that she knew, and I taught her some new ones based on clicks and hand signals. Like, one click meant come, and she would do it. Two clicks meant heel, where if she was on a leash, stop and sit. Three clicks meant look at me. And I had two signals for that. One was a circular sort of, it's a military signal. It means circle around or flank. And she would see that, and she would run off to my right, go a ways, cut in to my left, and then flush whatever was there towards me, regardless if there was anything there or not. The other one that we had was two clicks and a forward on, and she would just take off forward like a bat out of hell. But this is a dog that you didn't need a leash for. The bonds that bound her to me were so much stronger than any leather tether or chain could ever be. Like, she didn't need a leash to just walk next to you. She just did it. It was probably the best dog I'll ever have. It's almost a shame that I had her when I was so young, because now every dog I've had afterwards has been grossly. I don't know. Insufficient.
It sounds like you're a pretty good trainer, man.
Yeah.
Well, that was the thing with her. I wasn't a good trainer. I thought I was until I had other dogs. She was just so fucking smart. It was unreal. She recognized the color red by scent. As in, she knew my red sweatshirt because of the scent of the dyes that were used in it. So if I said, fetch me my red sweatshirt, she knew which one I was talking about. This is also a dog that... I lived in a village that didn't have a leash law, so we never bothered to, like, you know, tether her to a pole or keep her in a fenced-in yard. I'd walk to school, or not to school, to the bus stop. I'd stop there, I'd go off. She'd go to my best friend's house where, you know, his mother was oftentimes in the garden. If she wasn't, she went to some old lady who used to feed her scraps, and then she went down to the butcher shop because he used to give her extra bones. And she just toured the kind of town like this. But the thing is, like, she walked me to the bus stop every morning. And when I got off the bus at the end of my school day, I'm talking like first, second, third, fourth, sixth grade, up until sixth grade. She was sitting on the street corner where my bus stopped just to say hi to me.
Meh.
And, like, follow me home when I got home. That was an amazing dog. That is a dog that puts all other dogs that I've ever had since then to shame. I'll never have another one. I don't think there is another one. It's like a Lassie type shit.
I want one.
I want that one.
You can buy one on eBay.
No, you
I don't
can't.
Think the Sony iBoat does
problem.
That. It just kind of stands there and goes,
my aunt got her in California when she was a puppy. She was a half coyote, half German shepherd. She got housebroken when my aunt decided to drive cross country. And she got housebroken in so many houses across the U.S. while they were making that trip. Then my aunt decided she needed an apartment, but she couldn't have pets. She left him with my grandparents. And when I was 9, everybody agreed that I was old enough to have a dog, and they gave her to me. This dog was single-handedly the most amazing dog I have ever seen in my life. Like, sure, Timmy might have been able to understand that Lassie, when she was barking, meant that somebody was in a well. That's fucking TV. This dog not only protected my ass, but understood exactly what I wanted her to do when I wanted her to do it. She also understood the limitations of it. Like, we moved from the Mid-Hudson Valley to Buffalo when I was a kid. And the kids up there used to try and gang up on me and be kind of mean to me. And, basically try and kick my ass. And one of the things that I did to sort of prevent this is I took the leash off my dog. It wasn't really so the dog could do anything, which was what freaked them out. It was just so that I had a long strip of leather that I could whip somebody with. And also strangle, and, you know, it was basically like procuring an instant weapon for myself, but everybody was like, oh my god, your dog will kill me. Like, okay, I'm gonna run with this. Let's run with this for a minute. And then, you know, the best part about it was the dog was just, oh god, she was perfect. So they'd be like, oh my god, your dog's gonna kill us. I'm like, Ashley, I don't have to worry about dropping Doc. She's already dead. He's like, sit. She'd sit. I'm like, stay. She'd stay right there. Because you're like, What the hell? I didn't take the leash off so that she could attack you. I took the leash off, so if you fucking attack me, I'm gonna strangle you with this leather band that I now hold in my hand. There was a time where I did that, and they started to throw rocks at me. And they were cutting the bottoms of my legs with rocks that just kept whipping at me. And finally, somebody kind of lobbed one. And I played soccer for a while, or football, if you will.
Good man.
I caught the rock, tossed it up into my hand, and it fucking whipped him. He had to go to the fucking hospital to get stitches to his head.
Ow.
Maybe. Look, my shins were... I'll show you the scars. My shins are fucking cut up from me dodging fucking rocks that happened to, like, be aimed at my head, and I jumped back enough so they hit me in the fucking foot or shin. One kid fucking lobbed one well enough so that I could freaking hacky sack it, toss it up in my hand, and fucking whipped it in his head. All of a sudden, the police are at my house.
Moral of the story, kids, don't fuck with the Ionics.
There was another funny story about that. Somebody talked some shit about my mama, him and three friends, and he talked some shit. I tackled him and punched him in the head repeatedly, and there were two guys that were punching me in the back of the head while I was doing it. I mean, I was only like 12, 13 at the time. But every time they hit me in the head, I hit the kid I had pinned harder. He really, really has a lot of scar tissue on his face.
Did you end up in the meat grinder?
No. I've never killed anyone.
Yet.
Okay. Well, that's the lie.
What if I play that alarm song again?
What alarm song? Should
I do the alarm
beep,
song?
Beep, 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 beep. Should I take my headphones out before you decide to play?
Well, that might make me kill someone.
Wait, I'm just going to... I just want to play it again just to test if that
no.
is right.
No.
Wait.
I'm taking my headphones out.
Nah, that's not it.
No, not at all.
Pretty
you
annoying.
You need a more soothing yeah. way to
I can't find
I'll send
it.
You an
MP3.
Yeah.
That'll be much, much more soothing than...
You need a nice one of the sea breeze.
Oh, I found it. I found it. It's this.
No, not that.
Ow.
But it is that. Ooh.
That's the one.
It just sounds much louder.
Oh, smash! My new reign of terror.
Sorry. I'm not sure what came over me.
Jesus so Christ.
Oddly enough, my beagle just hopped into my lap.
God, so shit scared.
Daddy, you're here. Hey, hello. This is what. Oh, that's him licking the microphone.
Ooh, yeah.
That's wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
Well, it's not wrong. I normally have to pay for this kind of action.
Planet.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Have you seen the Playboy exhibition?
No.
No. Well, there's a really nice picture of Dieter Von Teese, half naked.
Ooh. Where exactly is this?
Camden Town.
Camden Town in Stables Market.
then I'm definitely coming to London tomorrow.
Oh. You guys want to hear something really funny?
What?
Okay, then.
You know that number that I posted that was Angelina Jolie's phone number?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Well, it's now, or it was yesterday, an unlisted number.
Mm-hmm.
And I received a phone call from her publicist.
Right.
No, it was basically a cease and desist order.
Seriously?
Yeah, no, really.
I didn't think that was the real number. That's why I never called it.
Wait, they saw that number posted on our forums, and that's why? Or was it because you kept on ringing her for phone sex?
No, I only rang it twice.
Oh, okay.
But apparently it has been rung about 37 times since I posted it. And it's actually not an apartment she keeps anymore.
Right.
But it's a number that she keeps to sort of divert this sort of thing. Yeah.
So basically, people have been ringing out from our forums.
Yeah.
Noobs! Fucking hot. Change your fucking caller ID.
It apparently, it might not have pissed her off, but it sure as hell pissed off her publicist.
Yeah.
Damn it, I'm pissed off I missed out on that.
Yeah. Right, we're coming up to the end, unless we want to go on for another 2 hours.
I think we should go on for another 2 hours.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are drunk. I'm just getting drunk. I mean, hell.
Yeah, but my mum doesn't want me home too late.
Your mum? Let's call her. No, really, I'd love to talk to her.
Why? Why would you want
no,
to
wait,
talk
wait, wait. To her? Post me the number, I'll talk to her, and I swear to God, by the time I'm done, she'll just be like, I don't know what you've been doing, but you are so popular and so pious.
She's already angry at me coming into the hacker scene.
She's angry.
Yeah, she's like,
even better.
Be careful, don't get arrested, and all this.
Oh, let me call her. Let me talk to her.
Say you're from the FBI.
No. I'm simply a concerned and interested source.
All right, I'll give you the number now, live on air.
No, don't live on air.
Yeah.
Yes.
No. It's +44 0207.
No, 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 no. Post it in the IRC channel. We're posting the secretive sort of stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's unfortunate because I think we should do this on the air, but I can do it off the air.
There you go.
I'm doing all the nice stuff off the air. That's not the right window.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway.
So.
Yes. But Planet, you don't have to go to bed or play video games anytime soon. We can continue this banter forever, right?
As long as I can have a wee break, I'm fine.
Yes, yes. Anytime you want the wee break. As a matter of fact, I have a bit of an interesting update.
Yeah.
I have found the female vocalist for the Fuzzy Cuff song.
Right.
I have a drummer. And I've deleted the guitar part that I was playing is the bass, because I found a bass player.
All right.
Oh, and I'm
so
making sure.
I'm going to do a studio recording. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Of the Fuzzy Cuff song.
Of the Fuzzy Cuff song.
Yeah, I'll just make sure he brings them along.
Huh?
I'll make sure he brings them along.
Where's the one playing?
To the United States?
Yeah.
I don't need him in Fuzzy Cuff. I'm not sure if I, you know, come off as a poof, but I'm not.
Well pronounced, sir.
What about that whole thing we have to consummate our love?
We do have to consummate our love. We have to hack something.
Oh, right. Okay. I thought you were completely talking about something else.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, lad, but I'm straight unisexual, and it tends towards the poon kind. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
No, it's not a disappointment at all. I've got.
You know, maybe you know we can experiment and whatnot.
I feel so unloved.
Oh, I love
up
you.
Up until now, oh, I've been, you know, well, we'll just say a complete straight arrow. I mean, I don't mind. I have plenty of family members who go into the
dark realm.
I don't even know if it's dark. They don't date black people. Oh, I'm sorry.
Down the chocolate pathway.
No. I've got something to say, but I won't say it.
The stronger I get, the more offensive I become.
Well, if the dirt track runs... No, if the river runs red, take the dirt track instead.
Okay. Here's the thing. At least two-thirds of my family are gay. Not gay isn't happy and flowers, but gay isn't, you know, fuck fiance.
Butt buddies.
I don't really see a problem with it.
Neither do I. I have lots of gay
from
friends.
All the lesbians I've seen, then, yeah, except the ones on, like, you know, pornography channels, God bless. Because the ones I've seen in real life, I mean, you want them out of the equation. No, I mean really.
I know.
Planet knows what I'm talking about, and that's why he's laughing his ass off. No, really. I mean, like, women with facial hair? The other thing that I don't understand about that... If you were really into women, why would you choose a woman that's like...
Looks like a man.
Freaking two separations away from a man. Exactly. I mean, yes, she has a vagina. She has breasts. Not, you know, there's no pulchritude. But she does have breasts. And you are a woman who looks like a woman, so you're attracted to women, okay? You're going to be attracted to a woman that looks like a man...
She-beast.
He-she-man-beast.
Crooker, wrestler.
It looks like a male wrestler. Who has
took the wrong steroids?
Too little steroids.
Yeah.
And somehow managed to accumulate a vagina.
Probably off eBay.
I've seen them sold.
Oh my god.
One owner, slightly you.
Although it's
a bit fishy.
They only go for about $1.25. But I mean, okay. I would just like to say that I have plenty of family members that are lesbian. I have other family members that are gay. I do not understand why any one of them would be attracted to someone who is the opposite yet the same. You know what I mean?
It's like
incoming file transfer.
Ooh, file transfer.
What noob did
that? Was lovely.
That's me sending something to Belial as a suggested replacement for that god awful hourly chime.
All right.
Okay. Belial is officially our sexual transfer person ever of everything. If it deals with sexual deviance,
It's Belial's problem. If you want, you can ask for some help from me, but I am not going to be labeled the Hacker Voice Radio Sexual Deviant God, because that's not happening.
I don't see where you got this whole thing about me being so sexually deviant from.
The picture.
I am developing...
They can't prove anything, okay? I had a gag ball in my mouth. Oh, shit.
No, you didn't, because she didn't buy it. She wanted to buy it.
Yeah.
You said no. There's no reason to have a ball gag.
There is a reason to have one of those.
No, really. When it came down to it, she's like, oh, the ball gag. I'd like you to... You're like, oh, there's no reason for a ball gag.
There is.
And now... No. That's what happened. Don't lie. Don't lie to me.
Okay, I'm not lying.
I know. Yeah. Stop lying. Okay. Let me do this again. There was a ball gag there. Lyle said, this is not necessary. And yes, it's not necessary, but it might be productive. He said, no. I mean, the riding crop, the fuzzy cuffs, the ankle cuffs, I mean, it's all enough. We don't need to do a ball gag as well.
Oh, there's a whole lot more I can buy, trust me.
Hmm?
There's a whole lot more I can buy.
Oh, of course. We can all buy as much. I'm confused as why you're not coming over as well.
She'd be working then, see?
Excuse me? Oh, yeah.
Excuse me?
The small problem of starting
not having
work.
Yeah.
Yeah, not having. I see. Oh. Suddenly we are in the classical science, and oh, I'm terribly sorry, but, yes, Sapphire, you are the mere woman. You shall have your place. Oh.
Yes.
I think I forgot to mention something to you and Planet.
What's that?
I'm an elf.
What?
An elf.
An elf.
ELF.
Yeah.
Yes.
An elf.
Yes.
What about the elf?
No, I am one.
Oh, you're an elf.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Are you one of Santa Claus elves or Lord of the Rings elves?
No. Not that kind of elf.
Oh, not that kind of elf.
What kind of elf? Tell me.
Oh, the kind of elf. Elf. Not quite human. I'm not quite lave. There's no planet about me. And Belial brings me. I guess I'm an elf in the way that I am one. Technology.
How much have you had to drink so far?
Oh, God. I'm about 3/4 of the way through a bottle of vodka.
Ah, right. Okay. Ouch.
Champion effort, man.
I'm sorry I couldn't FTP it to you when we started this evening.
My alcohol reserves have run dry.
Yeah, it is. Make fun of me. So silly.
I think we broke him.
Yeah.
Alright, Lyle, I won't beat the hell out of you.
Okay, thanks.
Just don't buy. Don't. If you want a bulletproof vest, buy it, send it back, you know, to your mom or, you know, to your, well, no, it's your mom, or your, you know, place, you know. Don't wear it here. Bring a bulletproof vest in the United States is a challenge to shoot you.
It's called bullet attraction.
It was like, I'm wearing a bulletproof vest. I'm like, I have a bullet.
Let's test that.
And well, precisely. Okay. If you said that you had a cynical proof vest, it would repel all cynicism across the board. And then somebody stood up and said, I have some cynicism. I'm going to throw it at this and see if it works. You would not be upset. You're there.
This show has been brought to you by Ionix and a bottle of vodka.
The letters, a bottle of vodka that I'm only a quarter of the way through.
The letters D, R, U, N, and K.
Come to mind.
You're going to want, disown me? I'm going to become Jason to dietary fields that we do. At which point I'm going to be talking to people. Oh God, help me, VinRev.
Okay.
Now, that's the beginning. The worst is much worse.
Suddenly,
yes, I understand you want to go off and have sex, but
suddenly the trip to America seems so much more appealing.
Ready to freaking beat it out. Not beat as in, like, no meat, but beat as in whoever gets them. Let me put it this way. My fiancé is not even home yet. Oh, you want to go that way. Okay. Bye. You're going to be here eventually.
So help you go.
You're like regulating how big a noogie you get. Now, you do have the opportunity to, like, back me up and not come to the United States and get a fatal noogie. And by fatal noogie, I mean fatal. That was just silly. Actually, Belial,
yeah.
I just want to talk to Sapphire.
Okay.
Okay.
Who the hell are you calling?
Planet.
Yeah, I
thought he went to sleep.
Everyone's asleep.
At this point, I like him a hell of a lot more. Wait, I'm drinking more vodka.
Step away.
I might like you more. Hell, I might like the Sapphire more. There's still a lot of vodka around. I can FTP it. I don't know, wait. Intriguous.tv. You're saying I shouldn't forward it to certain government agencies?
You gotta get us a bottle of that.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck you're drinking, man. Yeah. We need some.
What, you don't drink vodka?
We did, but we've run out.
Yeah. I'm just hyper.
I have 3/4 of a bottle right here. I'm over it, I'll share.
Might take me 7.5 hours, but yeah.
Which in that time he would have finished the bottle.
Probably. And fallen asleep.
Actually, if you can guarantee me that you'll be here in 17 hours, I'll steal a car, get you, get here, and give you a bunch of vodka. But that's not going to happen, is it?
No, because I've got to get to the 2600 meeting tomorrow.
Friday, and we're not gonna have a freaking show tomorrow, are we?
Probably not, since I'll be there. Depends what time I get home. Yeah.
Well, I could go ahead and record one.
Probably. Yeah, why not?
Do it, man.
I would, but nobody connects. They all take your leave.
Well, they take whose leaves?
As long as you can get shoutcast, then I guess you could do it. Unless you have a Linux version of something like that.
I can stretch. Over 4 different realms.
Or just record one.
Yeah, just record one and then upload it.
Isn't this being recorded?
Yeah. Where am I?
I don't know. How the fuck am I supposed to know? Yeah. Oh, you want another?
Okay, what's going on?
This is your reasonable way that I could report a portion of I Am Here that was exactly a scene format.
Yes.
Ionix has been hacked by Satan.
Well, actually,
it speaks for the Dark Lord.
I have a strange file log. I hacked Satan twice. No, wait, wait, wait. He tried to reinitiate. I hacked Satan 3 times.
Okay.
That'll show him.
No!
Okay,
I'm sorry. Somebody pinged me with a fort.
That's, let's round this thing off because the file's going to be huge. So.
Oh my god! Are we still recording?
Yeah.
No.
We've been recording this whole time.
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't have been recording like 45 minutes. Hey, look. I've gone to a point. To get to any further, I'm going to die. Yes. No. Laugh you will. If it actually goes to the point of the dead print editions, I will die. There will be no ionics. There will be no consonant of our current fam. No. I know that's a bit absurd, but maybe.
Okay. Let's save the people from this craziness.
Ramble.
And close this show off with a song.
Wait, there's one. Yeah, that is the.
Close the show off with a song by Muse called Sing for Absolution.
Ionics, feel free to sing along.
Yeah. No absolution, I shall die.
And thank you for listening to another quality entertainment episode of Hacker Voice Radio.
Thank you.
To